Hate in America is our topic right now on Vocal Point. We're going to talk with Tim Wildman of the American Family Association. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And specifically, we're going to focus on a group that claims to be, if you will, the arbiter, the definer of what is true hate in America, and that is the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, ever since the tragedy in Charlottesville, where we saw some true hate on display in America, hate in America has really got some of the major headlines. So we're going to talk about this again with Tim Wildman. Tim, welcome back to the program. So good to have you on.
Hey, Jerry. Good to be on with you, and we certainly appreciate the work that you do.
Sure. And let's start with some defining terms. I think you and I would all agree that some of those neo-Nazi groups and the KKK and that type of group, basically revisiting racism in America, that kind of stuff, is terrible and is a form of hate and is something we would all agree is wrong, correct? Let's start with that.
It's a shame you have to...
Yeah.
...have to say the obvious, but anything that or an idea that promotes any group that promotes the idea, I should say, that a race of people are evil just merely for being black or
right.
Jewish or Hispanic or white, for that matter. Some there are some small groups that hate white people. That is wrong and evil, and certainly against what the Bible teaches and what Jesus taught us. So absolutely, we condemn those things.
In fact, let me just add one quick verse here in Acts chapter 17, verse 26. Paul is talking, and he says, talking about God, from one person, one man, he made all the peoples of the world. So ultimately, in one sense, we're all related. Now, let's talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center, who is defining what hate is in America. And I'm sad to say that your organization, the American Family Association, the organization I work for full-time, D. James Kennedy Ministries, these organizations, because we don't agree with same-sex marriage, they're on the hate list of the Southern Poverty Law Center. What? What's going on? Talk about that.
Well, okay. The Southern Poverty Law Center, as you know, Jerry, was founded, I think, in the 60s.
71.
It was 71. Okay,
yep.
They were part of the civil rights movement. I guess they got on the
tail end
of the civil rights movement.
Right.
And they're based out of Montgomery, Alabama, and they today they are very, very liberal, progressive law firm and organization. They have an agenda that is to discredit conservative groups and traditional values groups. So they, as you say, they set themselves up as the arbiter, or as the judge, jury, and hangman of what hate is and who represents it. And so they put that list out for the world to see, and a lot of the liberal media are quick to use them as their source on what a hate group is. So we've been lumped in there because of our, they call us anti-LBGT. That's how they label the American Family Association. Of course, all we do is stand for what the scriptures say about human sexuality. And for that reason, we're a hate group.
Mm-hmm. And so is Family Research Council and the American,
right.
ADF, so
but we're right in there with KKK, you know.
I know that's the part that's incredible. Yeah, you know, one of the persons I did worked on a program for D. James Kennedy Ministries, actually going out in the field and interviewing Roy Moore and all kinds of different guests, talking with some of the Family Research Council people who were also listed on the hate group, which they experienced some violence because of being on that hate map. And so anyway, one of the interesting aspects of all this is the remarks of Tom Parker, who's a justice on the Alabama Supreme Court. By the way, he got in trouble from the Southern Poverty Law Center because he was an interviewed guest on your radio network, the AFA radio network, and as a judge, they thought, oh, this is terrible. He's, you know, participating with this supposed hate group. And so anyway, Tom Parker said, look, we within Christendom are long familiar with the old modus operandi of cults, where they'll mix in a little bit of truth with a lot of bit of lies. And that's exactly what the Southern Poverty Law Center does. They'll say, oh, look, neo-Nazis, they're a hate group.
Right.
The KKK, they're a hate group. Skinheads, they're a hate group. Oh, and look, over there, there's D. James Kennedy Ministries. And, oh, look, there's Tim Wildman. You know, quick, get away. It's Tony Perkins. They even had Ben Carson on that list once.
You know what I did the other day? My son and I were talking about this, and I said, you know, I'm just going to go to the hate group list. And I clicked on the SPLC, went to their hate group list, and I clicked on Mississippi, where we live. And Walker, my son, and I just we looked at the Tupelo area where we live, and specifically where we live in northeast Mississippi, and we found four groups, Jerry, that were listed, American Family Association being one of them, four hate groups within, say, 25 to 50 miles of where we live, that the SPLC used. One of them was a website of a European freedom something or another, sound like maybe a white nationalist group. They had six likes on their Facebook page after years. Okay, nobody's even heard of them. They're basically non-existent. They have no meetings. They're not in the news. Nobody knows anybody. Second one was a KKK chapter. There were actually two KKK chapters mentioned, one in Tupelo and one in a little community called Plantersville, Mississippi, just a few miles from here, where one of my top associates has lived for a number of years. I said, you ever heard of this group? Nope, never heard of them. Do they have meetings? Nope. Do you know anybody that knows them? Nope. This small town.
Yeah.
These are, a lot of these groups that the SPLC lists, these chapters of the KKK are phantom.
Yeah.
They may be a post office box.
Yeah.
They had no influence with anybody, and this is not mentioned when the mainstream press, like CNN, for example, pick up the SPLC list. If you want to list the American Family Association as a hate group, I completely and totally disagree with that, but at least we're real, and we exist,
yeah.
People know who we are.
Right.
We have a board of directors, and we have a mission statement and things that we do. A lot of these groups, as the SPLC list, and there are 900-plus groups across America, as I say, are phantom. Don't even really exist and certainly have no influence.
It's a man and his dog and his computer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And wow, if you and I can do that, Jerry, if I can do that with 10 minutes at the computer, why can't CNN do this
And
report on it? That's as much a scandal, quite frankly, as whatever SPLC puts out is that the way they measure this, and it's not even scrutinized by the mainstream press.
So part of your whole point at the American Family Association is lately you're calling out CNN for relying on the Southern Poverty Law Center as if what they're saying is gospel,
When
in reality it's a big fraud. At least, you know, it's got truth mixed in with error.
Let me give you we're winning on some of these fights against the SPLC, Jerry. And I say we, I mean we conservative groups are winning. We've been fighting back together, Your group, our group, and others. Let me tell you, let me give you three examples of this. One is in 2014, it was, or 15, we started complaining, and other groups did, to the Obama Justice Department. Now, keep in mind, the Obama Justice Department, Eric Holder, the Attorney General, and we were able to do enough to convince them to stop using the SPLC's list as their hate group list by the federal by the FBI, which is, that was big. That's number one. Number two is just recently, GuideStar, a charity rating organization, started using SPLC's list to identify hate groups. And they may be the largest, they and another one called Charity Navigator. These are like the good housekeeping seal of approval, if you will, for charities. People look at the ratings that these groups give. And they were, the one I mentioned previous, what was it?
GuideStar?
Charity Navigator, but the first, GuideStar. GuideStar was the one who was using the SPLC list and attaching hate group to our group, American Family Association and others, on their rating system. We objected, obviously, and other groups did. GuideStar, because of the actions of our folks and people like yours, backed off within just a few days, backed off and took that off, took that down using the SPOC. I mean, with CNN, you know, CNN recently used the, they had a headline. The headline said, find the hate group in your area. And this was on the front page of CNN.com. Find the hate group in your area. This was after Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And when you clicked on there, it was it went to the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, we and a lot of other groups weighed in with CNN and told them, and I bet you they got some lawyers from letters saying, you're slandering. And we're going to go to court if you don't take this down. Within the day, they took it down, and they renamed it, at least. They renamed it, instead of, they renamed it, this is what the Southern Poverty Law Center says is a hate group, mm-hmm. not what CNN says is a hate group. So we got them to move on that matter. They took the map down from the front page of CNN.com as well. So I'm just saying, well, by fighting back, like with the documentary you guys have produced, what we're doing and other groups, by fighting back, we are winning some against the SPLC.
And your website for more information is afa.net. I'll tell you, in doing some research on the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have two parts. In addition to the hate map, which lists 917 alleged hate groups in America. But as you say, some of them are phantom groups, then some of them are Christian groups, and there's no reason in the world that they should be there. It's only because the SPLC doesn't agree with our stance on same-sex marriage or same-sex relations,
right,
or whatever. Okay, then, in addition to that, it also should be noted that if you have an organization which has a chapter in this state and then a chapter in that state, they sometimes count each chapter as if each particular chapter is, you know, some new organization. So, for example, Act for America by of Bridget Gabriel, that has chapters in different places, sometimes even more than one in one state, and the SPLC lists that. So they want to give you this impression, oh, there's hate everywhere. But now, in addition to the hate map, they also have the extremist profiles. And just, this is not a joke. This is not a joke. Just above David Duke, who, as I understand, is proud of his KKK affiliations, just above David Duke is David Barton. And just after David Duke in this extremist profiles is David Horowitz. Wait a minute. David Barton, the David Barton, he's an historian.
Right.
He wants to see godly values restored to America. He's been a guest on this radio program and D. James Kennedy and AFA many, many, many times. And David Horowitz is a communist turned conservative who's concerned about radical Islam. What's wrong with that? How is he a hater?
Yeah, this is what they do. You know, the good thing is we're doing programs like we're doing right now. We're discrediting Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, and hopefully many, this will damage them as far as their credibility goes with the mainstream news media. And, you know, imagine that CNN, imagine if you were doing a gun control story, for example, and CNN listed the, took the information from the National Rifle Association and used it as a matter of fact, as their own list in a story about gun control. Do you think they would ever use any kind of, they wouldn't, a conservative advocacy group they would use as a matter of fact without checking it out? No, they would never do anything like that. And that's just exactly what they did. SPLC is an advocacy, a very, very far left advocacy organization. They're hostile to conservative Christianity and conservative groups in general, and they're being called out and they're being spotlighted, and I think it's good because the more we can discredit them, then the less they'll be used as a source for what is hate. You know, another interesting thing, Jerry, is where does the concept of hate and love come from? basically, it comes from the Bible, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you didn't have the Bible, would hate and love be... That's where you get the definition of what hate and what love is.
And true love and true hate.
Yes. The SPLC uses the hate. They sort of borrow. They think they're borrowing from the Bible, even though they don't believe in the Bible. You see what I'm saying?
Sure.
To try to turn it against us. We are Christians. We love God. We love people. The Lord calls us to take a stand on moral issues. Sometimes that conflicts with what the world says is okay in terms of behavior. But that doesn't mean we're condemning anybody. We can't condemn. Only God can condemn people. But we have to take a stand in terms of what is best for society. You know, if you're a hate group because you're against homosexual marriage, then I guess President Obama was the leader of the hate movement there.
Yeah, before he changed his position in 2012. Basically, we're out of time here. Tim Wildman, thanks so much for being with us. Tim Wildman, the president of AFA, AFA.net. God bless and all the best, Tim.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.